The old-school liberal fossil R.G. Ratcliffe has come out of retirement this year to write at the political blog for Texas Monthly. R.G. was a longtime fixture in the Capitol for the once mighty Houston Chronicle, mostly in a day where newspapers were the top media dog and when Democrats ran the show. Last week, I told a friend that reading Raging Ratcliffe on the legislature was like experiencing someone who had been teleported from covering the Soviet Duma, with that being all he had ever known, to covering the U.S. Congress. Ratcliffe is boiling over most every day because he just can't wrap his mind around the fact that Democrats no longer reign in Austin and that conservatives aren't embarrassed of their conservatism in the legislature. This week, after the Senate moved forward with its plan on reforming Texas' poorly named Public Integrity Unit, Raging Ratcliffe let loose with a long column in which he claimed that the changes to the unit proposed would be a get-out-of-jail card for politicians. The plan has, for most things, any prosecution being held where the official has his residence in the state, and that is indeed what Ratcliffe most dislikes. But to accept his line of argument, one must think that most all district attorneys in the state are corrupt, but not the one in Travis County. Given that the Travis County DA's a jailbird, that's a bit hard to swallow. Local DAs are subject to election by local voters, which is a much better guarantee of fair prosecution than any of us can ever get out of having the Travis County DA in charge. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.